Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Yeah, we've spoken to Michael Mosley, Dr. Michael Mosley, on the show a few times in the past, most recently about the phenomenon of intermittent fasting. He has a new podcast out called Just One Thing. It's a wonderfully produced, short, bite-sized podcast. And in each one, Michael picks something, a little thing, that can greatly improve our health. And Michael's on the line now. How are you doing, Michael?
Very good, thanks. I'm actually talking to you from a wood at the moment. So I'm surrounded. You may be able to hear bird song in the background.
I love birdsong. That's one of the things. Yes,
so that's one of the things. Spend time in green spaces. I'm in bright green, surrounded by trees and an awful lot of birds at the moment.
And what's the science behind that?
Well, there is actually quite a lot. The Japanese are very fond of it. They call it forest bathing. And one of the advantages of spending time in green spaces, it has quite an effect on depression, anxiety. You get close to nature and the trees themselves actually produce this a sort of aromatic substance, which for some reason our brains really love and has been shown to boost our T cells, part of our immune system. Uh-huh. So you're actually, when you're breathing in that scent of trees, you're also breathing in things which seem to stimulate your immune system. So going back to our sort of roots, if you like, to our ancient times.
Okay, you do a full podcast on balancing. I was saying that to Pauline MacLean, Mrs. Doyle from Father Ted, that you were coming on. And it's a thing that we lose as we get older, but it's a thing that we should try to hold on to.
Absolutely, because surprisingly enough, falls are the second commonest cause of accidental death after traffic accidents worldwide. And our ability to stand upright, which is pretty remarkable, there are very few other mammals that can do it. We do it without thinking, but that tends to fall off. And there is evidence that as the generations go by, people are getting worse at balancing because they're practicing less. They spend less time on their feet, more time sitting in their bottoms, looking at screens. Uh-huh. And we... when you actually think of it, balancing is a pretty tricky thing, because when you're standing there, there are basically three sense organs keeping you upright. There's information coming from your feet, there's the inner ear, your balance organ there, and then there's your eyes. And your brain has to coordinate all three of them. And when it doesn't do that too well, that's kind of when you fell over, when you fall over. And as I said, as you get older, that is a problem. And so you can work on your balance. We all know about, you know, the importance of doing aerobic exercise, running, walking, things like that. Also strength exercises, press up squats. But very few people know that they should also be trying to work on their balance.
Mm. It's interesting because we had Professor Moyna on earlier in the year, and he'd put together a little sort of fitness test, and part of it was to stand on one foot and close your eyes.
Yeah.
And he said to me, as a man of 56, that I should do about 11-12 seconds. And at the time, he sort of ambushed me a bit, and I was live on air and all that sort of thing. Anyway, it scared me how difficult it was to do, and I thought I was a
Absolutely.
Fit man.
I think he was a bit optimistic. In my experience, very few people over the age of 45 can do more than 7 or 8 seconds.
With their eyes closed, right. Okay.
If you'd been able to do it in 10 seconds, you'd have been doing well. With both eyes open, you should manage about 30 seconds on one leg. But with your eyes closed, you'd be lucky to do 10 seconds.
Okay.
And he probably told you that actually this is one of the best ways of predicting healthy life expectancy.
He did, yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yes.
And it's a crucial skill and one you can improve. One of the things I do, for example, is when I'm brushing my tooth in the evening, I stand on one leg and then the other leg while I'm brushing my teeth. And my balance has got better. You can also do the classic, you know, the one where you're drunk and you have to walk with your heel to your toe and do that forwards and then backwards. And that also is a good way of improving your balance. And it does lots of brilliant things, improves the tone, the way you walk, how you hold yourself. And as I said, it also seems to have quite a big effect on the brain as well.
Yeah, the great thing about it is, because I'm a bit competitive, I got a bit scared, and I said, I'm going to fix this. As you know, we're men as well, we want to fix things, I'm going to fix it. So every morning what I do now is I stand on one each leg separately and close my eyes, and the time I can do it now has increased over the last 3 or 4 months.
Impressive. What are you up to now then?
I don't want to say, but it's healthy. Let's say it's healthy, you know.
Absolutely. One of the things I do in the series is I get a member of the public to try the one thing. I do it myself, and then I interview an expert. to see, you know, what's the science behind it.
Yes.
And the physiologist, the exercise physiologist who I was talking to, she had got herself up from 7 seconds to about 50 seconds
right.
over a period of time. So it's another thing to add to it. As I said, what I was trying to do with this podcast series was essentially to propose things which are really easy
okay.
to fit into your life.
Let's get to the cold shower then. We've covered the balance. So another, yeah. this is a thing you can do in the morning. Is it at the end or the beginning of your shower?
Exactly. I think you'd be pretty tough to go in. I prefer going, I have the warm shower, wash myself, and then I switch over to cold, and then
right.
I start to gasp.
Okay. So what's the science then behind that?
Sure. So it's become really quite popular. There's a Dutch guy called Wim Hof who swims underwater in the icy cold Arctic. I don't think I'm going to be doing that. But there are a couple of things. One, when you're exposed to cold water for the first time, what will happen is you'll kind of hyperventilate. Your body will produce lots and lots of adrenaline. But you also got something called the cold shock response. And
right.
you produce this stuff called a cold shock protein. And this seems to be good for the brain. And interestingly enough, there are studies at the moment, certainly in animals, showing that brief exposure to cold protects them from dementia and things like that. And it also seems to boost mood. People who suffer from anxiety or depression, they seem to benefit from going cold water swimming. And there was a study also in Holland showing that a 30 to 40 second shower, cold shower every morning, people who did that, it cut their risk of getting a cold by about 30% the following
right.
winter.
So it's good for your immune system.
Absolutely. That seems to be the case. But it needs to be quite short, because if you go for a longer period of time, it seems to have the opposite effect.
Okay.
So that's good news.
You got a bit of a shock yourself in cold water.
I did indeed. This was a couple of summers ago, and it was sort of June time, and I was swimming with my wife. It was down in Cornwall. And the water was quite cold, but everything went blank. And the next thing I was aware of was I was in Casualty. And apparently I'd come out of the water. I had no idea who Claire was. I had no idea where I was, who I was. My memories had been completely wiped. And she thought I might have had a stroke or something. So she took me along to the local Casualty. And slowly my memory recovered. And I'd suffered from something called total global amnesia. Basically, my memory had been wiped for an hour. And apparently that was a response to cold water swimming. The sort of shock had raised my blood pressure. The blood had gone the wrong way around my venous system. And it's quite rare, but it was a bit nasty.
So people need to be careful, and they need to
yes.
sort of acclimatize themselves, don't they?
Absolutely. I mean, the cold shower is unlikely to do that.
Okay.
But certainly if you're going to go cold water swimming, you know, in a pond, in a lake, in a whatever it might be, out at sea, then do go with a friend. Because it can be quite dangerous yeah. if you're not used to it.
There's great hope about your podcast, just one thing, because we're constantly told about small achievable steps, and we all want to improve our health. And you lay it out there, just one little thing, like 40 seconds of a cold shower in the morning, or standing on one foot with your eyes closed for, you know, 2 minutes in the morning if you can achieve it. So it's well worth a listen. Just one thing. It's there wherever you get your podcasts, and it's delivered with the inimitable engaging style of Dr. Michael Mosley. Thanks, Michael.
Thanks a lot. Keep going.
Mind yourself. Yeah, you too. Bye. Keep standing on one leg and closing your eyes. Okay, quick commercial break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.